Ebola is the big health story now. Not so long ago, though, it was HIV/AIDS leading those headlines. That's obviously changed, so it's worth remembering that AIDS is still a deadly disease. Just last year, more than 1.5 million people died of AIDS-related illnesses. That's according to the World Health Organization. But here's a little bit of good news. A group of scientists has just published a study that says the HIV virus may actually be getting milder over time. Dr. Maximilian Wenschhoff from the University of Oxford worked on the study. We reached him at his lab in Durban, South Africa.
The trick with HIV is usually when it affects an individual, the person cannot control HIV because all the immune responses that that person is aiming against HIV, the virus can kind of escape them because it's mutating so frequently. That's why HIV infection is so tricky. In our study, we actually figured out that every time that HIV has to escape such an immune response and has to change a bit, it also decreases a bit the capacity of the virus to actually replicate, and so it becomes less virulent. And so what we observed in our study is basically when we compared Botswana against South Africa, you have to keep in mind that in Botswana, the epidemic of HIV started about 10 years earlier. And so there was more time for HIV to adapt to the host immune responses. And so what we could observe comparing those two different settings was that in Botswana, where HIV has been around for a longer time, the virus already adapted to the host immune responses to a greater extent. So you could basically say the virus became attenuated because it's been circulating in that specific population for a longer time.
Mm. I mean, the world started hearing about HIV and AIDS in the early 80s. Is it surprising to you that this kind of retreat or this milder form of HIV evolved in just the last 30, 35 years? That seems brief.
Yes, it does. And that's actually the fascinating thing, because what we're seeing here is basically evolution happening right in front of our eyes. And I think the reason why we can observe something like this in such a short time span is because HIV is so dynamic and changes very rapidly. And so I think another reason why we observe this is that we have a setting with a very high seroprevalence, meaning that here in South Africa and also in Botswana, a lot of people are HIV infected still, and the virus is transmitted from one person to another at a higher rate. Mm. And so that also accelerated the whole process of host viral coevolution, as we call it.
Are there other illnesses that have developed in a similar way over the decades or even centuries, like, you know, the influenza epidemic of 1918 that killed millions of people? And today, influenza is manageable in most cases. Do viruses temper over time?
Well, yes, totally. So I think just to get back to that influenza example, one of the general characteristics of pathogens is always when a pathogen crosses the species barrier. Meaning, for example, in influenza, when a certain strain of the influenza virus, which only infected, for example, chicken so far, what we would call an avian flu, for example, if this virus just changes slightly so that it can also infect humans, initially, this virus is going to be very virulent because mankind doesn't have any efficient pre-existing immunity against it. So this is something we observe frequently with influenza virus and why we are so worried about those new epidemics of newly evolved influenza viruses. Also, in mankind, actually, if you look at the human genome, about 10 to 50% of our genome is actually estimated to consist of retroviruses that have been integrated into our genome without causing disease. And so this is a process that has occurred in the evolution over the past millennia already.
AIDS is still a huge problem in many countries around the world. What do you think this news, this research, means for the future of HIV and AIDS?
One point that we really want to emphasize with this study is that people shouldn't get too over-optimistic, because what we're observing is only a slight reduction in the virulence of HIV, which doesn't mean that HIV has become less harmful now than it was maybe 10 years ago, maybe only slightly on a population level, but for the individual, it is still a very nasty disease. Luckily, nowadays, HIV is very well manageable with the new drugs that are available. So one of the most important slogans in this context, in my mind, is to test and treat. So everyone who's HIV infected should know that they're HIV infected and take the medication so they cannot transmit the virus to another person anymore.
Dr. Max Münchhoff is a research scientist at the University of Oxford. We spoke with him from his research lab in Durban, South Africa. Thank you very much.
Thanks. It was a pleasure.